With the entrance of Christ into Jerusalem, the solemn proclamation, chanting of the Passion of Christ, we have now begun Holy Week. I want to thank again Father Gill and the staff of the cathedral, our cantors and musicians, for all they are doing this week. And my brother priest, I welcome Bishop Fitzgerald and Bishop McIntyre, who join us today for this celebration. Different. Holy Week will be holy. It will be holy because it is holy in and of itself. Quiero darle la bienvenida también a mis hermanos hispanos que sintonizan esta mañana a comenzar esta solemne celebración del Domingo de Ramos y la proclamación de la Pasión, comienzo de la Semana Santa, que será santa porque es santa en sí misma por la historia que recibimos y que proclamamos y que meditamos una vez más. And so we began Lent thinking, well, what does this Lent bring us? Where does this Lent find us? And today, Lent comes to a close and Holy Week begins. And Lent finds us, Holy Week finds us in a different place. I could remember I was sitting there looking out to empty pews and remember as a seminarian being bused here on Palm Sunday to a filled cathedral to celebrate Palm Sunday, in fact, all of Holy Week. I don't remember a time where actually this was happening, where none of us as priests, I'm sure, celebrated Palm Sunday in front of empty pews. But the church cannot be contained by the walls of a church building. And so today, hundreds of thousands of people, actually all over the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, all over the world, gather in all sorts of different ways as you are today. As the world gathered with our Holy Father, as he celebrated Palm Sunday in an empty St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, to continue to celebrate this powerful story of God's passion in Christ. Because the walls of churches cannot contain the passion and the love and the power of God. It cannot contain the passion and the love of the church. This proclamation of the passion today leaves us at the tomb. But it doesn't end there. The story doesn't end there. The story continues. In fact, we actually know what happened. We know the end and the beginning of the story, which we will celebrate a week from today. Today, it leaves us at the tomb, but reminds us that the story didn't end. Because the passion and the love of God in the heart of Christ could not be contained by that tomb. And because it could not be contained by that tomb, the passion and the love of the church, which is his mystical body, cannot be contained by four walls of church buildings. And that's why today, just in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia alone, over 100,000 people are gathered today. Yes, it's not the same, and we all long for the moment that we could gather again in our churches with each other, with the warmth, the human warmth, but today it's a little different. We will never forget this Holy Week. We will never forget this Palm Sunday. And we will look back on this time and we will remember the incredible graces that came to us even in the midst of this challenging times of uncertainty. I want to thank all who worked throughout this week to present our Lenten retreat. The power of faith and hope in times of uncertainty, our great presenters, six of them that shared their reflections and their thoughts up until and including last night. for all those who worked for that, for all of those of you who watched. They settled our soul and consoled our soul in these difficult times, these challenging times. I'd like to leave you where that actually retreat began, and where I think was the heart of Christ as he entered Jerusalem. As he enters Jerusalem, he enters with resolve. If there's a word that I see in Christ as he enters Jerusalem now for the last time, he had been there many times, but now he enters for the last time. In the midst of a great crowd that's proclaiming and praising him as the one who comes in the name of the Lord. But in that crowd are also present those who would later on scream out to crucify him. He enters there fully knowing what will happen, but he enters with resolve. And which is the first word I'd like to leave you with today, resolve. Resolve to make it through our own journey, through our own crosses, with resolve. Knowing that at the end, God doesn't leave us in tragic places, but also brings us to places of great life and hope and grace. Father Matt Gutkin began his talk on Monday night giving us three words, which I believe are also in the very heart of Christ. Go, cling, and trust, he said. And that's what Jesus did. He went. Throughout all of the gospel, it is a journey towards Jerusalem to fulfill the Father's will and give his life as ransom for the many, for you and for me. He went there clinging to his Father. He went there trusting that all things would work for those who love God, as Paul would later write to us. He went there to Jerusalem knowing what Jeremiah said. Those who trust in the Lord are like a tree planted by a stream. It cares not about the drought and what's going on around them because it is nourished by the source of life. And so as we continue to go through these challenging times, praying for those who have been affected by coronavirus, for those who have died, for their families who suffer their loss, for these moments of uncertainty, we come to these moments and we come to this particular Holy Week, which we will never, never forget. We come to it with resolve. We come to the Lord, we go to the Lord, clinging to him with trust. The gospel today leaves us at the tomb of Jesus. But it also, this good news reminds us that it didn't end there. It didn't end there. The Holy Father this morning gathered to celebrate with the world and millions of people around the world this Palm Sunday, this Passion Sunday. And I'd like to share with you just three thoughts that came from his homily for you to carry throughout this time and in your hearts. He said, the tragedy we are experiencing summons us to take seriously the things that are serious and not be caught up in those that matter less. During these days, he said, may we reach out to those who are suffering and those most in need. May we not be concerned about what we lack, but what good we can do for others. Loving, praying, forgiving, caring for others in the family and in society can be difficult, but the path of service is the victorious and life-giving path by which we were saved. May this week be truly holy, because it tells a holy story. And may it be filled with peace and grace for all of you. God bless you.